Where's the beef?
Bonnie James with a roundtable edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. After yet another lock limit down day in the cattle sector, we go now to U.S. Senator Mike Rounds from South Dakota. Being a beef state, the good senator keeps a close eye on the cattle industry. Mike, I know you're a busy man, just getting ready to board a plane. Thanks for taking the time. Taking Parker and my nephew Shaler and Chase to Vivian pheasant hunting on Friday. How's the rooster population? That's important.
We've got a good rooster population this year. The hens are back. We've had a lot of fun with grandkids and their buddies out shooting some pheasants this fall. We've had great weather and, for the entire year. So a good bird population within the state. So when you have a good pheasant population, people start with their dobber up. And then you get these reports that, like you're going to do right now, where the board is down and a lot of these guys right now in the middle of their fall run and getting towards the end of it. But absolutely, they're wondering what the heck is going on, you know.
Totally. Don't blame the messenger. But after President Trump promised to bring the price of beef down, you know, he most certainly has. Longtime supporters who raise cattle are not amused. Why would he do that when ranchers were actually having a couple of good years after eight down years? And where does it go from here?
You know, we got to understand and we got to continue to send the message that just because you got $6.15 hamburger, that doesn't mean that it's the fault of the cow-calf operator who's trying to sell his calves right now or the breads. That, you know, right now, that particular part of the market, cash market at the sale barns, they're actually holding their own a little bit right now. I mean, the calves aren't dropping real fast and neither are the breads. And so I guess the best message we've got on this thing here is yeah, the board's going to go up and down. And right now it's taking a beating. You know, when you're at a 75-year low on cattle numbers in the United States, we've still got an opportunity here. And I know that the president is really concerned about affordability, but we got to place the blame in the right spot. And there's a whole lot of middlemen out there that are taking a piece of the action that have got to be identified. I'm glad the president said he's going to get some investigations going on the big four packers and whether or not there's collusion or any price fixing and so forth. And, you know, back in 1980, they only controlled about 32% of the entire market. And today on the processing side, they're at 85% of the processing market. So there's, a real concern there that we've got, and we think we need to start there. Along with that, though, the cow-calf guys, yeah, they do have a market right now. We want to see it stay that way. Every time they sell a heifer, though, into the market, the price is doggone good. It just delays the ease in their herds.
Yep.
But that's 2 years from now. And I think that's where the president is concerned. It's going to take a while to build these back up. But if there's stability and if the cow-calf guys know that there's a chance for making a good profit by hanging on to that heifer, then they're going to hang on to it. And this will fix itself and we'll be able to compete with anybody out there. One more thing, though, Monty, that I just got to say, and that is it is really time for mandatory country of origin labeling.
Absolutely.
If those guys want to bring in beef from other parts of the world, that's fine, but put their label on it. We'll compete and we'll win.
You need me on that wall.